Hey, good morning. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and you know, we're kind of struggling through coming back being a full unit. We got myself, Joe. We got Mackenzie. We have Pork Chop. Liv the Web Girl, she got a stomach bug or a virus. Those are the worst. Anybody?
Huh? Sorry.
What? What? Am I the only one here today?
Are we on?
No, we're all here.
Wake up. Wake
we
up.
We all showed up today.
Oh,
we're all
my
here.
Gosh.
Intern Chloe Money is on the way, too. She's,
yeah.
She's driving in.
Our technical producer, Lenny Bree, hopefully we're on the air right now in Houston on 92.1 Radio Now. That poor dude sent us a video. He popped a flat tire like 5 minutes from work. He's on the side of the highway. So.
Ugh.
Oh,
Monday,
man.
Fun day.
Come on,
we're back,
everybody.
Baby. I have to say, like, Chloe Money and I, intern Chloe Money, we had a lot of fun last week. We held it down. Everybody else, the show was pretty much on vacay, and it was so relaxing, just the two of us.
I bet it was.
I never knew, like, how much stress the show is without, and then you don't have it. You're like, wow, this is really, like, delightful.
Man, no, I honestly am so excited to be back. And don't worry, you'll get to do that soon. I got more vacation coming up. So you'll get to enjoy the Joe-free time.
Yeah,
no problem.
No, I do too. I'm excited.
Well, so. I saw a bunch of Chloe's texts and emails about things not working. So are we sure it was 100%
stress-free? No, but it was not stress-free. Like, things didn't work, but the way we handled it was just like, okay, we got this. You know, it was just good.
They're
no one
like,
was running like a panic.
They're
stricken.
Like, the microphone's not working. We'll just let the dead air go. No, well, hey, don't
we
worry.
Held it down. And intern Chloe Money, she did a great job. We had a lot of fun. It was cool.
That's good. Yeah. I like that because I definitely think it's important that like everybody do stuff. You guys should have your own little show. I think that'd be dope. Like, she could give you the daily update, what's happening in England and Britain in the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
You could cover the whole globe with intern Chloe Money. So, how was everybody's holiday time? Like, how was your Thanksgiving? What did everybody do?
My Thanksgiving was great. I spent a lot of time with my little Lucy. We went to go ice skating, which was hilarious. We fell down. Actually, I didn't bite it, which was shocking.
Oh, that's the scariest, just falling on ice.
She bit it a few times, but she did a great job. So we did all the things, put up our tree. This is, you know who arrived yesterday.
I'm pretty sure I know, but why don't you tell me?
Elf on the Shelf.
And
he here's
an
the
eye
thing.
Things, doesn't he?
It was not Buddy, the OG Elf on the Shelf. It was a random Elf on the Shelf came yesterday that we'd never seen before. So guess what Lucy named him, my 9-year-old?
Boy, I'm trying to think of random people showing up and not leaving. Sounds like Pork Chop's boyfriend. Cody, did you name him Cody?
She named the Elf on the Shelf Billy the Psycho. So Billy the Psycho, Elf on the Shelf, because he has these crazy eyes. I don't know where this Elf on the Shelf came from. It's
has he seen
one.
Some things?
He's like,
man, let me tell you about Santa's workshop.
She's totally eked out and creeped by him. So Billy the Psycho is back at the place. We don't know where he'll end up next. But, you know, sometimes the elves on the shelves, they appear, they disappear. You don't know where you're going to find them. But December 1st, they come, and then they go back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve.
All right, well, then be careful. I'm kind of scared. Poor Chubb, what about you, man? How was your whole little vacay and Thanksgiving?
It was good. I worked a lot at the steakhouse, so I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's see. I went to my boyfriend's mom's house for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And that was fun. That was good. We'll talk a little more about that later. And then, oh, man, I want to talk about fantasy football. This is like the big week. Yeah, because the fantasy football playoffs start soon.
Ooh.
Get this. Okay, so I have to win this week. And my cousin has to lose for me to make the playoffs. And by the way it stands right now, I'm winning by 20 points. I have one player tonight, and the guy I'm playing has two players tonight.
Now, is this like a money league, or what's on the line?
Yeah.
Or just pride?
Oh,
money?
Yeah. $200.
Oh, dang,
oh my
boy.
Gosh. Dang, oh, yeah. You better win that.
Yes,
so,
honey.
A lot of money.
Yeah, tonight, I'm going to be watching Monday Night Football. I can't wait. Another honorable mention, my boyfriend got a second job, and he started on Friday.
Wait, he got a second job?
Dang.
Second job.
What's he doing for the second job?
He works at a place called, like, it's called Tuesday Morning. It's like home decor.
Oh my gosh, I love Tuesday Morning.
Wait, is
morning.
That what it is? I thought it was like a restaurant. I
Tuesday
never knew what it was.
Tuesday Morning's so cute. You they know, have the cutest
it,
stuff,
like
antiques.
Boutique,
and
antiques, home decor.
Yeah.
What else? Appliances,
have,
toys.
Right, like everything you can find. It's darling.
So,
oh, cute.
Oh,
so
look
he gets
here.
A discount.
Discover unique top quality deals on everything from home decor, furniture, bedding, and bath to electronics, appliances, crafts, and toys.
My 9-year-old loves Tuesday Morning.
So are they only open on Tuesdays or when are they open?
Joe, they're, I don't know. They're
like, I want to know where the name came from.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
on Tuesdays.
Every day.
You've never heard of Tuesday morning, Joe?
I honestly thought it was a restaurant.
Well, only open Tuesday mornings.
The more you know. Tuesday.
Yes, well, honey.
Where you're all getting your Christmas gifts from.
Oh,
so.
Yay!
Is he going to steal them or is he paying for them?
Discount, of course, though.
The five finger. Okay, cool, cool.
Okay.
Mine is a blur. I really enjoyed it, having a little bit of time off. It was definitely nice. And as much as I love doing the show, it is nice to get a little bit of a break and relax. My sleep pattern's all wonky, though. Did anybody have a hard time falling asleep?
Not at all.
Oh my gosh, no. My body's like, thank you.
Yeah, I feel great.
This morning was the worst.
I could not go to bed last night. It was like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. I'm like, okay, we'll get up soon. But no, overall, it was great. Biggest thing was just unpacking. We moved into our new house a couple of Mondays ago. So doing that, I'd say we're like 70% unpacked, which I'm happy about. And the biggest thing is I've just been doing man stuff. And by that, I mean like I've been adjusting the lights in the back so the motion sensor works now. I put like a, we got it from a realtor friend. I put in a Ring camera in the front of the house, so that works. So it's kind of cool just doing that. The neighbors, by the way, it's so crazy. We did not move that far away, like in the Broad Ripple area, and everybody is freaking amazing. Like, we already got invited over to somebody's house on Saturday night to hang out.
You have friends?
We have neighborhood friends already. In the 2 years where I lived before, nobody even talked to me except for when a drunk driver hit my car.
Oh, wow. Aww.
That's the only time people came out and said, like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, it is exciting. It's so glad to be here. And so glad you're here, too. Intern Chloe Money in the building. What up?
Whoop,
whoop. We got a lot going on this morning.
It's time to spill the tea with McKenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Taylor Swift, who's looking absolutely stunning on the cover of British Vogue. I actually thought it was Margot Robbie for a second, and it was Tay-Tay. She's looking great. She's opening up about cats. She's in the new movie, if you're going to check that out. It hits shelves December 6th, and she's talking a little bit about her love life, a little bit about Friendsgiving that she had with Gigi Hadid and all of her famous friends. But I gotta say, Taylor, she is just a stunner.
That video, or the movie Cats, I've seen the trailer. Holy cow, it scares me. Does
it
that not scare anybody
you?
Else?
Why?
It's just weird people as cats. I haven't seen the Broadway show either, but it's like even Taylor Swift, I'm like, what are you? Oh my God, you're a cat.
You're a cat. It was like the longest running show on Broadway. I kind of want to check it out, but I feel like I'm not going to go to the theater to see that one.
You watch that one at home.
Yeah, that's a home one for sure. Well, it was super awkward over on Ellen, which is weird because Ellen always diffuses awkward situations because she's so funny. But Dakota Johnson was on there, and she's from 50 Shades. And Ellen got a little weird when they were talking about her 30th birthday party.
How was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, last year, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you.
Whoa.
But I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like?
Yeah. But I did invite you, and you didn't come. So.
This time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
And it just kind of went on and on and on. Okay, upon a little investigation, the party apparently was the same day where Ellen sat with George W. Bush at that football game in Dallas, and everyone was like giving her crap. So she actually was somewhere else at the time, but they had a little weird moment.
Well, it was. Like, I would be frustrated because obviously I think Ellen's probably a little bit more of a bigger person than that. Like, more busy, popular. Obviously, she's sitting with the former president.
Yeah.
So she probably didn't even realize that she got an invite and declined. Her people probably did it. But still, like, don't accuse me of not inviting you when I clearly did, and you already drug my name a year before.
And then it was really awkward. She went on to say someone else was her favorite comedian. Dakota
what?
Did. And Ellen was like, what? So I don't know. All kinds of
I'm sure she'll
awkward.
Be back on the show soon.
It also got awkward for Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber down in Miami. Rumor was that Hales has a baby.
Whoa, Bieber's going to be a
daddy. However, However, they are saying, no, no, no. She's like, I just really like food, which is, she's like the teeniest girl ever. She just turned 23. They were down celebrating Thanksgiving in Miami. They were seen shopping, buying all kinds of like lavish things, including a vintage yellow gold, very expensive Royal Oaks watch the Biebs bought for his baby girl. But she's saying, no, she is not expecting. So quit saying that she's pregnant because she's not yet. But I'm sure they'll have kids.
Thank God I'm a guy, because my whole life everybody thought I'd be pregnant, you know?
Right.
I look like I'm constantly 9 months pregnant.
It's just so bad, because if any of those guys always even just have like a burrito for lunch, people are like, oh, it's a baby.
It's a burrito baby.
Bump watch. Kid Rock, what the what?
No.
He went on this rant down in Nashville, and of all people to drag under the bus, he dragged Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey's like, hey, I'm against the white women that believe in the she gets sideways.
What?
And if you say that, you're like, hey, well, pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
All
okay,
right.
So
what
this was
the heck
so
happened
crazy.
There?
Okay, so it was at a honky tonk rock and roll steakhouse in Nashville. Apparently, we're thinking Kid Rock was very intoxicated. He went on this rant about not liking Oprah, not liking Joy Behar, not liking Kathy Lee Gifford, saying they could do things to him sideways and on and on and on. And then security quickly dashed in and helped him off the stage. He got kicked out.
Dude, like I'm from Michigan, so like I love Kid Rock.
And this guy
is like getting crazier and crazier as time goes on. It's like, just play Ba Wada Ba, please.
Yeah.
Come on. Just give me the Ba Wada Ba. That's all I'm asking
good call.
For.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Yeah. All right, Mackenzie, would you mind kicking it off today? A little Monday motivation.
Certainly. I love this, and I love when airlines go above and beyond. And now I'm talking about Southwest Airlines. So this is so cool. There was a cute little 8-year-old girl flying home after the holiday on Southwest Airlines, and she mentioned it was her birthday. So what did they do? All the flight attendants asked all the rows to push their call lights, you know, the little lights
that
you
right
flicker
above.
Up. Yep. To put them on and sing happy birthday. And after the end, they said, hey, we're going to count to three. On the count of three, little girl, blow out your candles. 1, 2, 3. And then they turned off all the lights at the same time. So she got an awesome birthday wish up in the sky.
Oh, I love that, Mackenzie.
Isn't that sweet?
That's awesome. All right. So I love hearing about servers just doing their job, working hard. Because, well, for example, Pork Chop, I know that guy busts his butt and sometimes he gets nothing. Like, people just stiff them. Then there's other stories like this of a couple surprising a Denny's waitress. She had to walk 14 miles to work. Well, they took care of that problem for her.
Adriana Edwards spends a lot of her time walking around Galveston. Nearly each day, she travels 14 miles. Over the past few weeks, she's lost 25 pounds. She doesn't do it, though, to lose weight. Edwards spends hours by foot to get to work.
So you got to do what you got to do.
But the long walks are about to end, thanks to a couple who sat in her section.
She wanted more ice cream, so I got her like some extra ice cream.
Edwards had no idea the extra scoop would be so sweet. Hours after leaving, the woman returned, not looking for ice cream, but offering Edwards a car.
In my head, I was like, you know, pranks are cool and everything, but this one's just a tad bit cruel.
It was no prank. The woman handed Edwards keys to a 2011 Nissan Sentra.
This morning, the first thing I did when I woke up was look out my window, see if it's actually there or if I dreamed it.
Adriana's about to have a lot more time on her hands. Walking to and from work would take her about 4.5 hours. With a vehicle, she can drive back and forth in about 30 minutes. The couple, who wants to stay anonymous, heard about Edwards' work commute.
She teared up, which made me feel happy and, you know, that she was so moved by that.
The couple didn't ask for any money in return, but they did make one request.
I know it's Thanksgiving, but I said Merry Christmas, and hopefully that someday she'll just pay it forward.
That is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
I love that story. You know, it really is cool. When you do something for somebody else, the gift is really you're giving it to yourself, because nothing beats that feeling.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind of lazy, but it would be nice to lose 25 pounds. I just don't want to walk to work, though. Any ideas of how I can do anything with that? And finally, Pork Chop, what do you got today for Monday motivation?
There's a hospice facility in England that helped a guy you know, with his last, one of his last wishes.
Okay.
And so you know the movie Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, it's actually coming out December 20th.
Yeah, yes. a lot of talk about this, a lot of hype.
Yeah, so this guy, he wanted to remain anonymous, but he's, you know, unfortunately not supposed to make it that long until December 20th. So the CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, he helped the guy to see a special advanced screening of the movie as one of his last dying wishes.
Oh, I love that.
They've done stuff like that before too, and I don't know about every movie, but I know Star Wars, they always take care of their fans, and they do like little things like that, which at the end of the day, it's just a movie scene early, but to that person, it means so much, and it's so cool that they did that.
I wonder if he's sworn to secrecy. Like, everyone's probably like, give me the plot details, what happens?
Oh, if I knew, I'm like, guys, so here's what happens. I'm like, what are you going to do, arrest me? So, all right. That's just me, though. I'm senile. Hey, that's Monday Motivation, and that's what it's all about. We're going to try to get that up online. You can check it out a little bit later at joeandmackenzie.com. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Okay, this year's Black Friday was the biggest event ever for online sales. Shoppers spent $7.4 billion with a B from their phones, computers, and tablets. Customers shopping for their phones accounted for about 40% of the online sales on Friday and 61% of the online traffic. They're saying that it was about 2% down as far as in-store. My wife still likes to go there for Black Friday deals. I don't like to go with other people that are crazy that will fight you for $20 off a TV.
I just hate to fight. I mean, the parking situation alone is just a nightmare.
Now, you were mentioning today, obviously, is Cyber Monday.
It's Cyber Monday. I'm all about Cyber Monday because you get free shipping most times, yeah, and there's all the deals from the comfort of your house.
Is there anything in particular you're hoping to score or grab today?
I'm going to do a lot of my holiday shopping. Yeah, so I would like to check off my list.
All right. Now, did you need a suggestion or two again for me, you said?
Oh, you're all done, honey.
Oh, good.
I already got yours.
Poor chap. Did you need my suggestion?
No. Isn't your birthday soon, too?
It is. When is it?
Like Thursday?
The 11th?
It's the 10th.
The 10th.
Okay. Which is close. I think Mackenzie's the closest to anybody. It's like, isn't his birthday in December or January?
Yes.
Something like that. So, all right, you know what I want, so don't forget it. Okay, Chops?
Got it.
Like that one gift I really want.
I don't know.
Okay. Mackenzie remembered. All right, so more people are buying Christmas trees and more are opting for the real thing. Experts say the demand is fueled by millennials who are starting their own families and trying to kind of create their own traditions too. According to the National Christmas Tree Association, which, fun fact, I did not know that there was a National Christmas Tree Association until right now.
But I love that. We were today years old when we found out it existed.
Like, excuse me, how do I join your organization?
I would be the president.
I would like to be a member. Americans bought more trees last year and expected to do it again this year. Real trees saw a larger rise than fake ones with a 20% sales spike in 2018. Artificial trees still went up, though, 12%. Real or fake tree?
Okay, so I did something really fun this year. I got a new tree, and I got a huge white one because we have a girl pad, my little girl and I, and so I did Tiffany blue decorations. Like, it's gorgeous. Tiffany blue lights. It's a total different vibe than usual.
Now, but your preference, though? Like, you like it? Would you prefer...
I think real trees are just amazing. They smell so good, but they're just a lot of work, and I don't have that
cleaning
kind of commitment.
Cleaning it all up, and you got to water it.
So real, yeah, I would go real, but I'm not with it. I'm just going, I like to put a little box when I'm all done.
I love real trees if somebody could set it up and maintain it and water it for me. It's like a pet.
They probably have that service. They must.
And if not,
Pork Chop has a new side hustle for 3 weeks a year.
People select, maybe you go out and you can FaceTime them. They select their tree. You do all the work, bring it to the house, set it up and come get it when it's done.
Porchop, what about you? Real tree, fake tree?
Fake tree.
All right, I'm fake tree. Has anybody set the tree up yet? We have not.
We just did ours yesterday.
Ooh, how'd it go?
It's beautiful. Awesome. It's beautiful. You know what makes me so happy? Seeing trees on the top of cars. Like when people went and selected their Christmas tree. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I like seeing them strapped down tightly, though. I don't like seeing them fly at me like Final Destination on the highway.
One let loose in front of me and
really?
I almost crashed into it. This is like 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
It was dramatic.
No wonder she likes fake trees. I don't blame her. And let's see here. A Starbucks employee in Oklahoma has been fired for typing the word pig on an officer's coffee cup. The officer went to the store on Thanksgiving Day to pick up 5 cups of coffee when a customer pointed out, hey, it says pig on the coffee cup right there. Starbucks has apologized for the incident and said they fired the employee. The company is also working with the officers to host a coffee with a cop event. I don't know. If I was the cops, I'd be like, forget this. I'm going to get my coffee somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously it's a rogue employee doing that, but I don't get people. Maybe it's because I have family that's in law enforcement. And is everything fair in life? No, there's good people. There's bad people in any line of work. But unless you had a really bad encounter with a cop where they did something totally wrong that you were not at fault at, I don't know how people can hate cops. I don't understand that. For all these things that men and women do to serve and protect us, they get shot and killed in the line of duty. They do all this stuff when nobody wants to deal with it. I'm like, yeah, pig.
Right.
Disgusting. I don't know. On behalf of the Joe McKenzie Show, we support men and women of law enforcement, and we thank you for all you do. And please know that it does not go unnoticed. We definitely think you're heroes to us. And finally, we'll wrap up with some sports this morning. NFL. Wow, I think I have a headache after watching the game yesterday for the Colts. They fell to 6-6 and now have lost four of their last five games with a 31-17 home loss. Now listen, did anybody watch the game? Because that sounds like a blowout. It was 17-17 with like 3 or 4 minutes left in the game. It was a close game. It was an exciting football game, but and not necessarily Vinatieri's fault, but only 1 of 4 field goals made yesterday. I think 2 of them were blocked. He missed like a 50-something yarder, so blocked kicks are not necessarily his fault unless it was too low, but Jacoby Brissett threw 2 interceptions. Overall, just a rough game for the Colts,
yeah.
But they lost to the Titans 31-17. Now the Texans, holy crap, I am in heaven today. They had Sunday Night Football last night. They took on the Patriots, and they beat the stinking New England Patriots.
Woo!
Dude, the Texans are looking like fire. 28-22, your final there.
I had James White on the Patriots last night. He scored me 40 points in fantasy football. So
God, that's insane.
Yeah, he got 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
What's your fantasy football league name?
The league name? I have no idea.
No, like your team.
No,
like
your team. Poor
child's name.
It's stupid.
What is it?
Well, I'm like a Jets fan, so it's G-Cause Jets.
Okay.
That is
kind
of stupid.
I was the Vicaritas back in the day.
That.
Joe, do you have a name?
Mine's dumb. Well, it's called Big Bald Baby. That's kind of what I'm working with. College football over the weekend. IU beat Purdue to reclaim the old oaken bucket. And NBA tonight, the Pacers take on the Grizzlies. That is Joe's Need to Know News. Song of the day. Good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and you get to decide who has got the best song by texting the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Now, we're going to make a case for it, like why we think, oh, my song should win, or this person's song should win. The category today, coming back from a little vacation, well, songs about coming back. So, McKenzie, I would like to have you kick it off if you don't mind today.
Absolutely. Okay, so all of us, a lot of people were off on vacay, had a serious case of the Sunday scaries last night. Anxiety, you don't want to get up, you don't want to get back to the grind. So I chose one of my favorites, Sarah Bareilles. You can do this, you can get back into it. It's Brave. Say what you want to say.
Good song right there.
Yes, if you gotta be brave, you gotta, you know, if anything, if there's something you gotta do this week that you don't want to do, be brave. You got this.
Pork Chop, a man of many tasks and abilities, is a win one of your abilities today? What song did you pick?
I hope so, because about a week ago I picked a Backstreet Boys song, and I'm like, coming back, what's a song about Backstreet Boys? Back streets back, all right.
Everybody, yeah, rock your body right. Back streets back, all right.
All right, man. I hate all these good choices. It makes me think my song sucks even more than usual. Okay. Let me present my song to you. Maybe it'll get your vote. Songs about coming back. Hello. We need a little rock in our Monday. How about AC/DC? Back and Black!
That's good.
Theme song, because I am black everything today, like head to toe.
I'm all black everything.
Yeah.
I'm losing my voice, so I sound like, back in black, Joe McKenzie, blah, 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 blah.
I like it.
Thank you. All right, and filling in today for Liv the Web Girl, sick today. Hope she feels better and doesn't bring that funk around here. Intern Chloe Money, what are you bringing today for songs about coming back?
So your song is very good, Joe, but I think mine deserves to win because it's Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home.
Oh, this is a good one.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
Somebody hit the studio lights, please. Just real quick. I have my phone light on now. I'm waving it back and forth. That is a dope song.
I got my lighter.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, it all comes down to you right now and what song you want to win for songs about coming back for Song of the Day. Song of the Day. Wow, a lot of good ones.
So dramatic.
All right, let's recap the category and what you could have voted for. The category was songs about coming back, and Mackenzie had a good one. She had Brave by Sarah Bareilles.
Say what you want to say and let the words fall out.
Okay, you also had This Morning, producer Porkchop, Little Backstreet Boys, Everybody.
Backstreet's back, all right.
My gut prediction right now tells me that that's the winner, but we'll see. I feel like that's what everybody wanted to hear today. But I really like my song. I had Back in Black by AC/DC. But then intern Chloe Money, we connect, Chloe.
Oh, yes.
Not on a lot of things, but on songs, Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home, because we feel like home, don't we?
Aww, Chloe Money.
A dysfunctional home, but still a home.
Home sweet home.
I'm on my way. Oh, you know who? I feel really rude. Hold on a second. Hey, Rosie, good morning.
We missed you.
Rosie is a computer that we had designed like a robot specifically for Song of the Day. I mean, I'm sure she can do other things, but that's
Rosie,
all we really do.
I have a question. Do robots eat mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving?
Really?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wait, with gravy? Wow.
She said was yes.
She's long-winded today and every day.
Pork chop. Are you smiling or crying over there?
I'm laughing at Rosie.
Okay. Can we get the results this morning for Song of the Day?
The results are in. Coming in dead last place with 12% of the vote, Mackenzie.
I was trying to tell everybody, if you had the Sunday scaries, to be brave to go back to work this week. Good message, but...
I like the idea of being brave. But apparently it's maybe we were too scared to be brave today. It was so scary.
Second and third place are just separated by 1%.
Ooh. See, now Porkchop seems like he's squinting really hard over there. I don't know if he's mad or has to go to the bathroom or...
Third place with 23% of the vote. Intern Chloe.
Ooh. Wow. Chloe, I'm predicting right now that I'm going to be in second place.
Yeah.
Chop's going to be our Backstreet Boy of the Day.
Right in front of her, with 24% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
No.
In first place, with a whopping 39% of the vote, me, producer Porkchop.
Backstreet. Back, baby.
Yes, that's a good song.
Here you go, Porkchop. You're a winner today. It is Joe and Mackenzie, and I specifically, I feel weird asking for help for this, but I need everybody's help because I know we have a powerful, powerful group of people. It's you, our listeners. You're amazing. You're part of the show. You can do a lot of things. And I was nominated. I don't know who nominated me, but I need your help now to get into the Hall of Fame.
What?
like the baseball Hall of Fame?
No, not athletic, please. I can barely tie my shoes. It will not be a sports thing. No, I got this email right around Thanksgiving, and I'll read it to you guys real quick and explain. It says, "Hello, Joe. Congratulations on being part of the 2020 Specs Howard Hall of Fame nominees. There's nearly 100 of you who are nominated. Our 2020 induction ceremony will have 50 graduates joining their current 48. So they're making a big deal about their 50 years of this like broadcast school. So that's the Hall of Fame for like a radio school. I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool to be
Poor Chop.
What do you win?
You should have just heard his,
You win something?
No, you get nominated and like you go into their Hall of Fame and they have like a big ceremony in the spring.
This is cool. Did you go to the school?
I went to the school.
Oh, okay, so
you're an alum. I got a scholarship actually to go. How about that for a dumb radio guy?
Who else is nominated? Because like how many like...
I'm friends with this guy on Facebook. His name is Chris Cruz. I think he's nominated and he's like a famous radio guy. So I think he's going to win.
Well,
it's so awkward in here.
The support from the people that I needed the most is overwhelming this morning.
I will vote for you, Joe.
My boyfriend actually looked into this, Joe, and he knows the rules, like how you can vote once a day, and he's been voting for you every day.
But here's the thing. How many alum come from one school that actually make it? So, I mean, your odds are good. I mean, it's one thing to be in the like National Radio Hall of Fame, which hopefully, you know, everyone gets to one day.
That'll never happen.
But if you come from one school, I mean, how many... come from one school.
Actually, a lot of good radio people have come from that school.
But good people that I was surprised weren't even nominated. Like people that I look up to in radio. I'm like, I know they went there. How are they not nominated?
I'll vote.
That being said, I threw it out there. I was debating if I even shared it online because I didn't nominate myself. Somebody nominated me. And so now it comes down and they have all these entries and they're going to knock it down. And I guess the winning will happen. The vote ends on January 1st, 2020.
Oh.
So it's like, if you want to vote, I'm going to put a swipe up link on our Instagram story. So it won't be on our actual feed. You're going to have to click on our story because I don't want to clog it up with that. But I'll put it up there just today. I'll put it up on my personal one probably more often. I don't want to spam everybody with it. But now that I'm into the thing and entered, I want to win, guys. I hate losing. Like, I want to win.
You need a catchy tagline.
Yeah. Because like, you kind of have to campaign for yourself, it sounds like, if you need people to vote.
Vote for Joe.
He doesn't blow, usually.
Well,
done and done. You're welcome.
Wow, things are looking really good.
It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it's tea time, and we are kicking things off with Dwayne Wade. Okay, he's firing back after criticism over his son's appearance in a family photo. Here's what went down. So his son, Zion, was in a family photo over the holidays, and he was rocking acrylic nails and a crop top, and there's so many haters attacking him. Dwayne Wade he's like defending his son, saying his only goal is to love and support his children, and he also expressed support for Zion when they went to the Miami Pride Parade in April.
I don't really talk about it much because, you know, it's Zion's story to tell. I think as a family, we just support each other. You know, that's our job, and my job as a father is to facilitate their lives and to support them and, you know, to be behind them in whatever they want to do.
Very cool. I mean, as a dad, people are so cruel. What's the problem?
Well, everybody's such a big, brave guy or girl behind a keyboard.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that it means like you should say it in person, but like, yeah, you're right. People have they don't care what they say. I guarantee a person you wouldn't think or say that.
Exactly. So haters back off 100%. Moving on to Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott. What the what? We thought they were taking a break, but apparently they're back on.
So I realized at a young age how important it is to find happiness in like my baby now and relationships.
Okay, so here's the deal. They were spotted getting hot and heavy at a casino in Palm Springs. We thought they were donezo, but lots of PDA. I mean, they do have a baby together, and they, I feel like, are kind of meant to be together. So hopefully they do get back together. But she was kind of rumored to be talking to Drake a little over here, and maybe he looked around and they thought, hey, we missed each other, and they're back. So.
We'll see what happens. Whatever momager Kris Jenner decides will happen.
That's very true. Well, hey, this happened. Pete Davidson reported reportedly required fans to sign a $1 million non-disclosure agreement before his comedy show.
Don't get me wrong. I know Staten Island isn't all heroin and racist cops. You know, it also has meth and racist firefighters.
Okay, so he wanted to protect his jokes, and he didn't want to be, people to take videos. And that's happened to a lot of comedians where they say something, and then it goes viral, and then they catch heat. So he's like, I'm not dealing with this, so everyone has to sign a non-disclosure.
I don't mind doing that. Like, I mean, it's a little annoying checking your phone or whatever you have to do, but I understand you're trying to work new material, get things out there. You don't want everybody to see it.
Yeah, that's very true. He says he's been doing it since November of 7th. He started for 2 shows in Minneapolis, and he'll continue to do so. So I think that's cool. You know, the Biebs used to do that, just to hang out with him. You had to,
really?
You couldn't take pictures, had to sign a non-disclosure.
There's been a lot of videos, like, remember when we went to the bathroom and the mop bucket and stuff? Hey, no phone around him.
Well, Joe Biden may hope that he had a non-disclosure when he talks about his hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Not even political commentary. It's just like, what's going on here?
It was like a strange rant during a recent rally. I don't even know what to say about that.
I got hairy legs. We got to keep it. I got hairy legs.
I love kids jump on my lap.
They call me Santa. Santa Joe. Oh, wow. And that's what you call the tea with Mackenzie.
Honey. Mm-hmm.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
We do Murder Monday to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. If you'd like to call, once again, you can be anonymous. The number is 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. McKenzie, filling in for Live the Web Girl today for Murder Monday. What are you covering today?
All right, so here's the case of Rachel Cook. Basically, she went for a run and never returned. It's 2002. She's 19 years old. She was attending college in San Diego, but was originally from Texas, just a little bit north of Austin. Now, all the houses in her hometown sat on a ton of land, so they're very spread apart and set far back from the road. Rachel had come home from San Diego for winter break and brought her boyfriend, Greg, home with her. They met while in school and they were head over heels for each other. After a week, Greg went back to California to spend time with his friends and family, and Rachel stayed back to spend more time with hers. Thursday, January 10th, her family wakes up, regular fashion, all rushed, rustle bustle, out of the house by 8 a.m. to go to work and school. Rachel continued sleeping on the couch. When Rachel's dad came home after work about 3 p.m., he was expecting to find her ready to go shopping like he had promised her, but she was nowhere to be found. She didn't have a car, so he knew she didn't drive herself anywhere. So then he thought maybe she went somewhere with her best childhood friend, Shannon. Rachel's dad calls Shannon and finds out that she hasn't heard from her either, like all day. When he starts looking around the house, he realizes that Rachel's cell phone's there, her makeup, and all of her clothes. When Shannon, the friend, hears this, she starts to get worried because she knows her best friend would not go anywhere without her purse, without her phone, without her makeup. Rachel's dad then calls the restaurant where she'd been randomly picking up shifts while she was home from school. When they picked up, dad's asked, hey, have you seen Rachel? They were like, yes, she was here, but then she left. He figured that she must have rode maybe in with another server, that she must have been covering for someone very last minute and left her things at home. So
that
makes
sense. That would make a little bit of sense, yeah.
But unfortunately, she never came home that night. Her parents started going through her things, trying to figure out clues, what had happened. They realized the only things missing were her jogging clothes, her running shoes, and her CD player. Rachel obviously had gone for a run, but never made it back. Now, through the night, they start driving around, trying to find her, thinking maybe she got hit by a car, maybe she sprained her ankle, maybe she was hurt still on the side of the road. At this point, they don't find anything. They report her missing the next morning, on Friday, January 11th. For some strange reason, though, the police, they don't take it that seriously. They don't think it's that big of a deal, and they don't put anyone on the case until the following Monday, throughout, like after the weekend. The family took matters into their own hands and arranged search parties made up of family, friends, and neighbors. By Sunday, Greg, Rachel's boyfriend, flies back out to Texas to help look for her. A player from the Texas Rangers hears wind of the story, and he gets a formal search party going for Rachel with helicopters, massive teams. They're all looking for her. They start to piece together a timeline of events and find that Greg called Rachel around 9 a.m. That call woke her up. Then Rachel told Greg that she was going to go for a morning run like usual through the neighborhood. They hang up the phone at 9:15 a.m., and that is the last time her cell phone had ever been used. They ask around to neighbors, and an older couple say they remember seeing her running by at 10:20 a.m. that morning while they were doing their daily walk. No one was following her. She wasn't acting weird. The next spotting of Rachel was by a mother and daughter who were working outside in their yard. They saw Rachel stretching in their cul-de-sac. That was around 10:45 a.m. Another neighbor said, "Hey, I was backing up my driveway. I saw her walk by." They figure she was cooling down after a run. At this point, she's just around the corner from her own house. She was so close. There is no evidence that she ever made it back to her house. So police know that within 200 yards from her house, something happened to her because they never found evidence. They know that someone probably took her. Investigators believe that it was someone who knew her. And when we come back, the investigation begins and a volatile ex-boyfriend comes into the mix.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on Joe and McKenzie. Listener discretion is advised.
McKenzie doing Murder Monday today. What are you covering?
All right, so this is Rachel Cook. She was 19 years old. Basically, she went out for a run and she never returned. She was a college student in San Diego, but she was home on break in Texas. So when we last left off, she was going for a run. Witnesses had seen her. She was last seen 200 yards from her home, but something happened between that time and she never made it home. So the investigation begins. They start checking out family and friends, people closest to her. They decide to look into one more person that seemed to be an obvious answer. Rachel had an ex-boyfriend who still lived in her hometown, and their relationship was always described as volatile. They saw each other over holiday break. Their interaction was just pretty much arguing back and forth. He was begging for her back. She was saying no. He was saying, yes, I can't live without you. She said she had no interest in getting back together. She had clearly moved on with her new boyfriend, Greg, who she was in love with. After this interaction, her ex had showed up to her house a couple of nights later at 3 o'clock in the morning, pounding on the front door. Rachel's mom answered the door to find him totally hammered, and she threatened to call the cops if he didn't leave. After interviewing this ex, cops decide that he really isn't a suspect, even though this activity is pretty questionable.
Yeah.
Not proof of anything.
Okay.
Now, months go by. Then years, they still haven't gotten any further with Rachel's case. In 2014, Rachel's dad passes away. And in some of his last moments of life, Rachel's mom told him, at least you'll know. Now you'll know. At least you'll have answers. It had been 14 years and family members were beginning to give up. But then in 2017, a new cold case unit was looking at her case. They said they found a car that was connected to Rachel's case. Back in 2002, there were sightings of a white Camaro or Trans Am that looked suspicious, but nothing ever came from this. Apparently, the police had more information than they let on because they found the exact model in Dallas, Texas, which means they had the VIN number or license plate or something that they did not divulge to the public. They also said that the car was connected to three of the four people in question, which again, the public never knew about. In September of 2017, they said they found what could possibly be blood of Rachel's in the car and that it would take some time, but possibly they could extract evidence from this. And in June of 2018, a large dig was done for Rachel's case, but nothing was ever found. Police say the car they found isn't a dead end and that they're still going to keep working on this case until it's solved, but nothing has come out about the dig since 2018, and it still remains an open missing persons case.
I hate those. Listen, I don't love anybody dying. I don't love Murder Monday, the dying part. But I want resolution. I'm like, yeah. They caught him.
I want to know who did it. Was it the ex? What happened on the run?
What do you think? It was the ex, right? The drunk ex? Had to have been the drunk ex. Allegedly.
Or else she got hit by a car on a run and then they hit the body.
Ooh, that's a good one. Dang, now I'm even more confused. Murder Monday. You can check it out at joeandmckenzie.com.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
I think you described it best. You pulled a pork chop. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and producer Pork Chop sounds like he put his foot in his mouth, and we want to know, how did you do the same? Where were you at? What happened? Let's hear Pork Chop's story. What went down?
So, you know me, I hate making people feel bad. I want everyone to feel good, feel happy. I hate embarrassing people, and I think I embarrassed my boyfriend's mom.
No!
Over the Thanksgiving table.
What happened?
All right. So I'm just meeting his family, like pretty much for the first time. My boyfriend has a sister and she has three kids. They call me Uncle Gare.
Oh my gosh.
Are you serious already?
Yeah, I love it. It's
Uncle
great.
Gare
Even
Bear?
The whole family moves fast, not just him and his boyfriend.
So Chop's name is Garrett, if you're
yes.
wondering.
Oh yeah, that's why they call me Uncle Gare. So we're sitting over the Thanksgiving table. Everything was fantastic. The food was so good. We're just finishing up, and my boyfriend looks at me and says, "Hey, what was your favorite dish?" And I was like, "Oh, you know, everything's so good." But there was one dish that stood out, and it was the green bean casserole.
Oh, that is a classic.
Now, I always get green bean casserole. I'll always get everything. But green bean casserole, it's usually not great. But for some reason, this one was just so good.
Ironically, the one I had was so good.
Really?
Yes, my mom made it, Kiki, but go on.
So my boyfriend asked me at the table, what was your favorite dish? So I said the green bean casserole. Turns out that was the one dish that his mom didn't make.
Who made it?
No.
His sister.
So you kind of complimented the sister, though. That was good.
I know.
But out of everything, though, McKenzie, but everything on the table...
But don't get me wrong.
What are the odds you picked the sister's food and not the mom's?
Everything was so good, though. It's just, I don't know. I felt like a complete jerk. At least I didn't say the pie that was bought at like Kroger or something.
The one pre-made thing?
Yeah, right.
Okay. That was not too bad.
It was so embarrassing. Like, I could see her smiling. She was so happy.
That's
and I
great.
Said the green
yeah,
bean casserole,
yeah.
And like, it got quiet. I was like... So I don't know. That's just.
Did your boyfriend grab your hand like, shh, quiet?
Did you backpedal and be like, everything was delicious.
No, but
I loved everything.
Was delicious.
Man, it's okay. That's not terrible.
Could you imagine if I went to your house and like you cooked one thing and Kiki cooked like 50
a million things,
which
she did,
and
yeah.
the one thing that I said was the favorite was yours,
and I like can't cook.
Kiki's
so
like, leave, get out of here now. All right, 833-563-2539. Can you help Pork Chop out? Because he's feeling pretty bad about what he did, putting his foot in his mouth. Do you have a story that happened, or maybe somebody just said something really awkward in front of you?
Side note, I did make the famous baked ziti, and it was a hit.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
all right.
Well, in that case, it's all as good in the world. 833-563-2539. This story kind of grosses me out, but I feel like we all can relate to this somehow, some way. 833-563-2539. What did you find in your food or in your drink? I'm sorry. I know that even I get a little grossed out by this, but I saw this. And I'm like, I don't understand how people didn't notice this. You love Starbucks, Starbucks. You go there all the time.
Yes, I'll be going there right after the show.
Okay, well, check your cup. A man in Hawaii claims that there was a dead Geico in the bottom of his cup of coffee he bought from Starbucks. The man didn't notice.
What?
Yeah, I know. So Geico commercials are over now. RIP to the Geico. The man didn't notice the dead lizard in his cup until after he drank it.
What? Oh. How would that not make a little thug?
It tastes holiday-ish. Okay. Wait,
you mean like a gecko?
Yeah, I was you were saying Geico. I was like, that's the company.
Oh, no, did I not say Gecko? I said like Geico, the commercials
you said
are
Geico.
Done. Like I said, I feel like I messed up today, so I don't know.
So a gecko ranges from 1.6 to 60 centimeters. Long.
Tiny.
I'm in America here. Give me that in inches.
They're teeny tiny. They're like itty bitty lizards.
Okay. Well, this thing looked like it probably was like 2 or 3 inches. It was like a baby one, but still, how do you not notice that in your cup? I guess they're saying he forced himself to throw up after the discovery because actually it is really dangerous with lizards. They have bacteria. Ew. They can like kill you. Because remember I talked about a story before where a guy died as a bet swallowing a salamander?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful. It's just gross. The man contacted the Starbucks, reported the incident. He said that the corporate office was supposed to get back with them, but they haven't done so yet. So he filed an incident. I feel bad for the dude. I'm not laughing at it, but man, unfortunately, I think we can all relate to this where we found something, even at home, even a home-cooked meal from a loved one, where you found something in your food or you found something in your drink. 833-563-2539.
My dad, I remember when I was a kid, found like a hornet in his popcorn.
What?
Yeah, but it was like a popcorn bag that you microwave, you know, the ones that you put in the microwave for like 2 minutes. So I don't know. Do you think it flew in or do you think it was somehow already in the packaging?
Wait, was it dead or alive?
It was dead.
That's so
I'm trying
dangerous.
To think because it's sealed. I'm trying to think how it would get in there.
I don't know, maybe at the factory or
like
something
in the
with
process?
The little corn, with the little corn seeds, whatever they're called.
It could be somehow could have got sucked in there and just been like dead the whole time.
Yeah.
Ooh, so my cousin.
A hornet though, that creeps me out.
My cousin Steph went to her favorite like breakfast place and she ordered waffles, like blueberry waffles. And she's like a little mom and pop's place, really, really good food. And so she's cutting and all of a sudden she knows in like one of the little corners of the waffle, it's not a blueberry. It's a fly.
No, like baked in?
Like baked in.
Oh, I mean, I guess I could see that.
I mean, that could pretty easily happen. She was like, thank God, because it kind of would look like a blueberry. I mean, it's like in there, and so she just cut around it.
You know how
Okay, no, hold on. We got to stick to this real quick. So she did cut around it.
I think she had eaten the majority of it.
She's committed to the blueberry.
And she is committed. I would never. See, this is Joe and I have this debate. If something's nasty within any proximity of the food, I would throw it away. He would literally just rip the bad part off and eat the rest.
Yeah, that's what most people would do.
Okay, so you have a piece of bread and like the corner is moldy. Are you really going to just rip the mold part off and eat the rest?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if there's actual, like, clear, no mold area,
it could be inside. It could be the first layer of mold.
Well, I mean, you got to do some inspection here. But obviously, I'm not saying 9 times out of 10, I would probably eat around it.
It depends how much I paid for it and what it is.
I don't mess with mold.
No, I think there's a ton of gross things, but at least from my experience, like I've never had like a nail, for example, in my food. I've heard of that. But I did have one time, and it wasn't mine. I know I have a long beard, but somebody had it must have been a foot or longer hair, blonde hair. And it was funny because I know it was at least a foot or longer. I was eating a Subway sandwich one time, and I'm eating. You can feel the texture of a hair in your mouth. The grossest thing that was Mackenzie's like,
it kept going.
No, I pulled like it was like the hair was curled up, so I pulled it out and I'm like, I'm like, I feel like a
He's
magician kind of
like a magician with those different color like little handkerchiefs.
Grossest thing ever. I did check the other half of the meatball marinara and I did finish it. But
you finished it?
Well, if
What's
it's one
wrong with you? Did you get your money back? Did you get free subs for like a month or what?
No, I didn't get anything. I didn't complain about it. I mean, a hair is just natural. If I felt like a toenail, what happened
Ew.
There? 833-563-2539. If anybody's got a story about something they found in their food or their drink, boy, let's get grossed out. Let's hear it. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. It is Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and we got your chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. We're calling it $100 of flash cash or maybe $100 of Batwoman bucks. It's the DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia. You call right now, your chance to play the game. It's 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. Good luck. This week, around this time, 8:10, 7:10 Central, here on Joe McKenzie, we are hooking you up. We're doing the DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia, your chance to win a $100 gift card. We're calling that flash cash or Batwoman bucks going to Amazon. So all you got to do, if I got this correct, your pork chop, is call in at 833-563-2539 and answer a little trivia question.
This is so cool. And it might be, I don't know, true or false. So your odds are pretty good of getting it right.
A crisis is coming. Make sure you tune in next week when the multiverse unites in the biggest crossover event ever, Crisis on Infinite Earth. Only on the CW, starting Sunday on the CW. Tune in to Supergirl to kick off the five-part event with the heroes of Batwoman, The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So, Chops, I need you to take this very serious. I hear you have the question, and I'm ready to get somebody on the phone to give it to you.
Phone lines are blowing up.
All right, let's see who's up. Let's go with Jasmine. Jasmine, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. You seem like you're really giddy. You feel like you're about to win, aren't you?
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Yeah. You got this. All right. Listen closely. Pork Chop has a question, then we need you to answer it.
I mean, this is definitely a good time of year for a $100 Amazon gift card. So good luck, girl. Here
we go.
Yes,
you got this.
Thank you.
True or false? Supergirl was originally sent to Earth as a young teen to survive her dying home planet. True or false?
True? I remember Supergirl.
That is correct!
Yeah!
Right off the bat, baby. Nice
little
work.
Behind the scenes, if you don't know much about it, Supergirl, if she hadn't survived the cataclysmic events of losing both her family and her home planet, there'd be no Supergirl to save the innocent people of Earth.
Faced with her biggest crisis yet, will Supergirl be called to make the ultimate sacrifice?
Hey, congratulations to you getting hooked up. We're going to say that today you won $100 in Batwoman bucks, but yeah, you got that Amazon gift card. Way to go.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, by the way, heroes will fall, legends will rise. Tune in to Crisis of Infinite Earths, the CW's five-part crossover event of the year, starting Sunday on Supergirl at 8 p.m. on Wish TV Channel 8. That's your home of the CW in Indy. Or if you're in Houston, it's at 7 p.m. at KIAH CW 39 in Houston.
Supergirl looks awesome. I can't wait.
Dude, this is such a cool prize.
Yes.
So excited that we get you hook you up all this week here around this time on Joe McKenzie with that. What did you have to do hungover? I still feel the effects of my hangover. I'm not drunk, but I feel out of it today. I went to our neighbor's house on Saturday night. They invited me and Lindsay over. Really exciting.
So new neighbors.
Brand new neighbors.
In your new home.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed it. And I didn't even drink for the first hour, but then somehow I went into this dark pit of vodka and gin and tonic. And
wait, what? Vodka and gin and tonic?
Well, they only had like one or two shots of gin left, so I did a couple of cocktails of
that. That's the problem. You mixed.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, Mackenzie, I just don't feel right. I feel super dehydrated, to be honest.
That's like what you probably are.
And
that's
I've been drinking so much water, but I still need more.
Something looked different about you. I don't know if your eyes were like a little swollen, or I thought maybe you
Oh, my eyes are bloodshot. I threw up.
This morning?
No, Sunday morning, like Saturday.
You threw up.
But like, I look at my eye and like, it's better.
Oh my God.
But it's bloodshot.
He just pulled his eye, the lower lid down, and it's all bloodshot.
And I'm worried because I didn't even feel like I drank that much. I really didn't think I did.
I second what Mackenzie said. I feel like your eyes did look a little swollen, like you had some sort of allergic reaction or pollen or something.
I blew like blood vessels, like I popped them.
Even from this outer part, puking.
But
like,
I thought, being sick.
And then I thought maybe he just did something different with his eyebrows.
Still got the unibrow. Still got the unibrow.
So you really went to town Saturday night, is what you're saying.
But I didn't think I did. But here's the thing. missing. And I'm not necessarily looking for pity, but I want to hear stories at 833-563-2539 about what did you have to do when you were hungover. Because this, I know this is like, oh, poor Joe. I had a gift card from our company Christmas party last year, and it was set to expire yesterday. It was for Studio 2000 Salon, and actually in Indy, we're giving those all away a week. We're giving, see, I am drunk. We're giving them away at 825 all this week in Indy, so you can win that. But I went there yesterday at 12 o'clock, so you think I'd have time to get ready to go. I felt miserable. And the massage by Hannah was incredible. I wish I could have done another hour massage because it felt so good from my head down to my toes. But I was just so hungover feeling, and it's hot, you know, like it's supposed to be relaxing. And I'm like,
no.
And she's rubbing me, and I'm just like, I'm going to die. This is supposed to be relaxing. And I'm like, don't puke, don't puke.
I had a moment, and it was on the West Coast. So I did I worked for NBC out there, and there was like a fashion awards event, and I don't know, it was a Sunday night, which was a mistake. We went to the after party, we were drinking, got home at like 3 a.m, had to do TV the next day. Obviously, you got to show up to work. So I show up to work, and I'm hosting the show, and there's a chef, and I'm like just not like every, I'm like any moment could just blow, you know. And then there was a chef on the show. He's like, who are toast my anchovy, blah, blah, blah. And I was but I'm live on television, and they're like, how does it taste, McKenzie? And I had to hold it
could
down.
Could you imagine? Because anchovy, I can see a lot of people, it's gross. McKenzie just pukes. It's like, well, that chef's food's not good.
It was a fancy dish. They're like, what do you think? I'm like,
That's gotta go.
I was just green. I barely made it through.
Let's say good morning to Savannah. Hey, Savannah, you had a hangover. Then what'd you have to go do?
Oh, it was so bad. I got drunk. We ended up going home at like 4 a.m. I had work at Starbucks at like 8, and they put me on bar. So I had to make people's drinks hungover at the bar, and I'm pretty sure I messed up probably 5 people's drinks in a row and lost my Michael Kors ring that day.
No!
Wait, did you drop it in a drink?
You know what? We might never know, but it was terrible. It was sad.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so did you learn from that lesson never to go too hard before a day of work?
No.
That's like, I'm never drinking again. And that lasts about, like, a week.
And that's tough. It's one thing with us, like, if we were to come over, Porkchop's done this, where he came into work hungover, maybe still technically drunk.
maybe.
But you can get by. But, like, when you're doing Starbucks or you're anything where you're in the service industry, it's anything where you're up moving, doing things, constantly have to be on for that time. There's no break. There's no rest.
I don't think we – it's not like we sit in a corner at a desk and can just kind of sleep, though, Joe. We kind of have to, I don't know, be awake.
I'm not proud of this because multiple things, but my one friend, I used to work with her in Michigan. She's over, I think, in Seattle now. Her name's Alabama. Like, that's her radio name. Really cool girl. And she had like a really good connection with a group called Bowling for Soup.
Oh, yeah, I remember that band.
So we went and saw them when I was in Michigan in Grand Rapids, when I lived and worked there in radio. And we went, it was a Sunday night, like you brought up, those are terrible. We went, hung out with the band, and we closed the bar down afterwards to like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was fine, I was drunk, but the next morning our GM walks in. Every Monday he does like a circle, like, hey, good morning shows, and kind of like our current boss does. 2 minutes after he comes in the studio and leaves, I get the spins, like it's hitting me late. Because I would drink until 2 a.m. I puke into a garbage can in the studio.
Oh, gross.
My boss is like, wow, you're really trying to get fired. But I mean, I was at work and I was on time.
Yeah.
But terrible. Let's say good morning to Erica. Erica, you're on Joe and McKenzie. You got drunk, you had a hangover. What you have to do?
I had to go get a bridesmaid's dress for my sister's wedding.
That must have been
terrible. And I knew about it ahead of time, still went out, drank way too much, and I puked the night of drinking, and then I had to wake up, shower, rush to the bridal place. We walked in there, like, for about 2 minutes, the perfume or something hit me, and I just bolted out and puked in the trash can outside. And like everyone was kind of crowding around wondering what's happening, and they're just all seeing me puking in the trash can outside.
Gross. Oh my God. Did you eventually get the dress though? Did the wedding work out?
Yeah, everything worked out. I went home after that.
You're like, you guys got this. Like, you pick it out.
Yeah, I think you guys got this. Everyone everyone agreed on a dress, and then I just went another day. It's like, this is the dress you picked out. It's like, that's fine. I don't
Here's my size. Measure me. Make it work. Erica, I'm so sorry to hearing that, but thanks for calling in this morning.
I have a friend, and she was 21 years old, and she hadn't had her license yet. So the day before her 21st birthday, obviously, like, that night, we took her out, got her wasted, and she had to take her driver's test.
Oh,
the
no!
next morning, she hit a curb.
Oh, no. So she didn't get it?
Did not pass.
Oh, my God. That's just terrible.
Yep. I take blame for that because she was definitely very hungover. At least she didn't
sometimes
hit like a person.
Those are the best nights, though, sometimes when you don't expect to get crazy and it gets wild.
Mackenzie, though, I'm done. I am done drinking.
Yeah,
I can't.
Right, Joe.
No, Mackenzie. It's a Monday. This happened on a Saturday night, and I swear to God I didn't drink that much. I'm still partially dead.
You do kind of still look hungover.
Yeah, you do.
I feel like I do.
It's okay.
We're going to take a picture of you so you can see what you look like.
No.
I wasn't going to say anything. I'm like, something's different about Joe.
Definitely. I'm glad we agree.
Is our boss coming in today?
What?
Yeah.
Because I want to sneak out of here if he's not. Hi, okay. Well, hey, if you got a story you want to share with us, you can hit us up. Send us a DM. It's Joe and Mackenzie.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I love for this summing of the day that there's video I'm going to put up online later after the show at joeandmackenzie.com. Just click on the Dummy of the Day tab because the audio is great, but the video, seeing it, is even better. It was a dare what made this girl our Dummy of the Day. Firefighters had to rescue a teen who took a Chick-fil-A dare. Now, if you're like, well, wait, what's the Chick-fil-A dare? Don't worry. Like, it's not an actual thing. It's just this happened at a Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
An Idaho teenager, obviously nothing going on in Idaho, was out with friends at a Chick-fil-A when she sat in the restaurant's high chair. Like, for kiddos, she did it as a dare. Like, huh, why don't you hop in there, Susie? Why don't you do it? It'd be funny. I don't know what her name was, but here's the thing, though. She hops in there. Couldn't get back out.
Oh, stuck.
Could not. Friends tried pulling on her. They had her run around stuck in the chair like maybe it would wiggle it loose. The video is great. They told her, lie down and shimmy out. Well, duh, no luck. Didn't work. Restaurant workers, once again, Chick-fil-A employees, they're pretty much amazing. They can do anything. Even they couldn't get her out. 45 minutes later, I can just imagine like a full people coming in, sitting and eating, leaving. You're still watching this girl trying to shimmy out of this little chair, this kid's chair.
I wouldn't feel bad for her, though. I mean, dumb. You get yourself in there, and then you get stuck.
I think eventually you get scared, but here's actual audio of the process kind of condensed down. Listen to this.
I don't know how to get you unstuck.
Run!
Hey,
watch
out. Come on, stand up.
Hey, watch out.
Stand up. Okay. Oh, she's running at him.
Hold on to me.
So the Chick-fil-A employees are trying to help.
Is she laughing or crying?
Her friends are laughing at her. She's okay. Kind of like starting to go from laughing to like, oh, I'm stuck. Oh, crap. So this is them now. They're hammering on it. The police are showed up, EMS, and you can hear like, they're unscrewing, like disassembling the kid's chair.
Oh.
Oh, oh my God.
Come on, Addie.
Yeah, Addie.
And they finally...
She's free!
Her name's Addie, so now we know. They let her out. What a dummy, though. Like, you see people sometimes will hop in like a kid's swing and they'll get stuck, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you doing? That right there is your dummy of the day. Hey, good morning. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Would love to hear from you at 833-563-2539. When it comes to your significant other's parents, mom, dad, whoever, grandma and grandpa, what do you call them? Like, do you call them by their first name? Do you call them by their last name? I have an awkward situation. At least I feel awkward about it. And that is, I've been with my wife for 7 years, married for 4, and I got a really good mother-in-law and father-in-law, and their real names are Jan and Ken, but for whatever reason, I just call them, like, their last name begins with a G, so I'm like, oh, Mr. G or Mrs. G, you know, and she's like, I do that all the time, and she's like, just call me Mom. For a while, it's just like, I feel so awkward doing it. It's been like the past year or so, I think. I've always done it, but I think eventually it's like, okay, you've been married to my daughter for 4 years. But if I don't call her Mom, she's like, you can call me Mama G. Or I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I just feels weird. Am I am probably the weirdo. I guess I can answer my own question. But 833-563-2539. What does everybody do? Like, is there a norm or majority thing that people do? Like, that they call someone?
Yeah, like, usually you have, like, a nickname. Like, I never called my ex's parents. I had nicknames for them. I didn't call them mom and dad.
Okay, you had, like, a certain nickname. Is that what everybody called them, or did you just make it up?
It clung on, like, everybody. Like, everyone calls my mom, her name is Kathy. Everyone calls her Kiki.
Yeah.
It just clicks. Like, everyone's like, hey, Keeks. Everyone just knows her as Kiki now.
Kiki.
Hey, Keeks.
What about you, Pork Chop? Like, with you got your new boyfriend now, but I know you're in a relationship for a long time too. What'd you do? Like, first, last name, nickname?
I don't even know her first name.
You don't know her first name?
I think they call her Missy. I've only met her.
What
like
did
one
you call her, Mrs.
Times.
Or what'd you call? Very.
You've
formal?
Had her son hostage for 2 months. You should know.
I haven't called her yet. Like by.
You
I
haven't called her anything?
No.
But I guess in past relationships, though, when there was like a significant other mom or dad involved, what did you call them?
I called my ex's mom by her first name.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel weird doing that.
Yeah.
But but that's what I usually do, though.
Yeah, because your significant other is calling them mom and dad, so it's like weird for you to like call them by their first name.
And I mean I don't know. I would always call my mom and dad when they were alive. I'd call them mom or, like, my mom's alive. I'll call her mom. I don't say Melissa.
Right.
Right.
So, like, it's weird for me to call another parent, hey, Jan, hey, Ken. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I call my dad. I mean, I don't know. I would love to have that relationship, though, like, when I call someone else's parents mom and dad.
Would you like to call my mother-in-law up? Let's go to Erica this
That's
morning.
So funny. What do you call? So you call her mom Mrs. G
now? I call, like, my, well... Yeah, it's weird. Like, I guess I'm going to start trying to do, like, Mama G, which people are cool with that. But it just...
Chops, why don't you like... You don't like that?
I think first name, man. I know it sounds
weird.
No,
that's what I want to do. It's like, we're adults, right? I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult man, like it or not.
Yeah.
I got a beard, darn it. I'm a man. Let's go to Erica. Hey, Erica, thanks for calling into Joe McKenzie. What do you call the significant other parents?
I call them by their first name.
See, yeah.
And do they like that? Or, like, how'd you come to that decision?
Yeah, I mean, well, we've been together for over 10 years, married for going on 5, and we've always been pretty close. And, I mean, they've never had an issue with me calling them by their first name. Now, my mother-in-law's son-in-law, so my husband's sister's husband, he called her mom, and it is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
It is so weird.
Yeah.
And I think even deep down, she feels weird about it.
But she hasn't said anything. Okay.
My dad calls my grandma mom, like my mom's mom.
Yeah.
He calls her, hey, mom. And like, that's weird.
And I'm not judging you. I'm not trying to name shame anyone. I'm just saying, me personally, like, I'm just kind of wondering, am I the outcast, the weirdo?
Like, if you
here?
Feel weird doing it, don't do it. I'm all about nicknames. Like, my friends' parents, I like have nicknames for them. Like, one of my friend's dad, I'll be like, hey, Pops. Like, everyone calls him Pops.
Yeah.
Cool
with Pops.
Yeah.
And like, what's up, Mops?
We need
that one's not the greatest.
Nicknames are worth that, and I feel like that makes you feel close to them anyway.
If you have any suggestions too, what can I call my mother-in-law? God, I hope she's not listening or hears this. Can you guys Google this? Because I don't know if you know off the top of the head. Can you Google the TV show Dinosaurs? I think her name's Fran.
Dinosaurs?
Yeah, it was a show on ABC back in the day. Like, search for Dinosaurs, Fran.
Fran? Does she look like this person?
She has a really short haircut. And to me, she kind of looks like Fran, the mom from the Dinosaurs.
I used to watch this when I was a kid.
Is her hair spiky?
Well, I mean, it's a short little, like, you know, cut some women do. I wouldn't say it's exactly
like
that.
So Fran Sinclair is the wife of Earl Sinclair on the show Dinosaurs, and she's pictured here with spiky hair and a little dress, and she has, like, kitchen utensils in her
hand. Yeah, so maybe I can just like, hey, Fran, like, what'd you say? Like, nothing.
That's the show where the kid says, I'm the baby, right?
Don't hit the baby.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay, maybe that's a bad idea. Let's go to Carlita. Hey, good morning. You're on Joe McKenzie.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think? You call him by the first name, a nickname, like Mackenzie kind of said she does? What do you do?
My mother-in-law tells me to call her mom, but it feels weird, so I just, like, avoid it like the plague. Like,
hey, you.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Like, hey, how are you?
Hey,
you.
Lady.
Hey, girl.
You. Hey, girl.
Yes, and she calls me her daughter, and, like, she always asks, like, you've noticed I call you my daughter, not my daughter-in-law. Are you okay with that? And I am. And, like, she's really sweet, so I don't know why it's awkward for me to call her mom, but I just avoid it. Like,
Yeah. If you feel weird, it's going to be forced, you know?
No, and I totally feel that, too. Yeah. I feel better because I thought I was, like the only person that had, like, I don't know, issues calling somebody. It's just, I mean, I love them. It's not that I don't love them or care them. They're really great people.
That can be awkward, yeah.
But it's just like, oh, man, I want to call them Jan and Ken.
Try something rando out today and let report back because I know they're in town until tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds like a terrible idea because you know I'll pull a pork chop, I'll put my foot in my mouth. Hey, if you have any other suggestions too, why don't you tweet us? It's Joe and Mackenzie. Maybe tell us like what your rule of thumb is. I actually like what Mackenzie said, the nickname. That sounds like the way to go. It is a Monday of Mondays. Hey, we're Joe Mackenzie here on Indies Radio Now 100.9.
Why do you say that, Joseph? Because the lights in here keep blinking?
Our lights are messed up. We don't know if we're possessed or what that is. It's like a Ouija board with lights.
I told you, it's Psycho Billy. So the elf on the shelf arrived at my house yesterday. It's a different elf than my little 9-year-old's used to, and so she named the elf on the shelf Psycho Billy. Who watches
I'm
her?
I'm Psycho Billy.
And she's totally, she's like, he's cringy. But, I mean, I have no control.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Psycho Billy's here.
I don't know.
He does what he wants. Talks to Santa. I am struggling, too. I don't know how much you can hear it, but my voice is borderline cracking, and it's going. Once again, it's from my partying and being sick and throwing up. And it
you
is.
You sound like a winner.
I sound like a big winner. So I don't know if I should just drink tea all day or I don't know what to do.
Here's
to get my,
to do,
my throat.
Sweetie. I feel like you're uber dehydrated.
No doubt.
So let's get you hydrated. Maybe you do one of those IVs and get all the vitamins flowing. There's
tap in, baby.
There you go. And then you need some tea and you need to sleep.
Yeah, it was one of those things last night because coming back after having a few days off for Thanksgiving, not that I tried to stay up late, but I'd stay up nights till 11, 12, 1 in the morning when normally we did that, we're screwed, you know?
Yeah.
So I could not. I laid down around 9:30 last night. I think I sent my last email out to Chops about something for the show and 9:30. 10:30, all the way to 2 in the morning. Like I never fully fell asleep.
Neither did I.
It sucks.
Well, I slept because our sitter couldn't watch Lulu, so I had to sleep at my folks' house. So we slept, and they have like 2 twin beds.
Okay.
And Lulu was scared of the elf on the shelf.
Psycho Billy, I would be too.
So we slept in one twin bed.
What's wrong with you? Get them out of here.
Together.
Go back to the North Pole.
And I had like, I don't know, no space. I was like, like I could not get comfortable. But that's okay. So I'm definitely going to take a nap today for sure.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what I'm doing. Like, and I don't mean in a bad way, but my mother-in-law is there. My wife, I think, is working a half day today. I'm going to, normally I complain about staying at work long. I think I'm going to stay as long as I can at work today. I might even do afternoons for Justin. Just to avoid going home.
Oh my gosh, really? Well, I'm going to go
because I just want to sleep. I don't want to be socially engaging with anybody. I just want to go to bed.
I'm going
to
get a good workout in with my boy Tyler at Flex Fly. So I'm going to do that, work off some of that turkey and mashed potatoes and pie. What are you going to do, Chops?
I am so nervous about Monday Night Football tonight.
This is so funny.
That's because he has money riding on this.
Yeah, I need like to do good tonight. Or else I'll lose and I won't make it into the playoffs.
Will you lose $200 or how much did you put in the pot?
I put like, I don't remember. Like $25.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to win. $25, not that bad.
Yeah, I could turn that into $200. I need DK Metcalf of the Seattle Seahawks. He's a wide receiver. I need him to do good tonight.
Ew, I hate the Seahawks.
I'm already winning by 20, but the person I'm playing has Stephon Diggs and Chris Carson. So,
Well, I don't know much about sports, so good luck. I know the Colts had a close game and it got blown out the last 4 minutes yesterday.
That was heartbreaking.
Hurts my soul, so.
And don't forget, you guys, we got to get our shop on. It is Cyber Monday. I'm checking you all off my list. I am shopping from the comfort of my home with free shipping.
And as everybody is probably aware, but a friendly reminder, 1 week from tomorrow is my birthday. So when you get my gift today, get two. One for my birthday,
really
one
want,
for Christmas.
Joe, for your birthday.
Oh, boy.
Like, what do you want? What do you need?
I have to think about it. I don't know. Can I get you like later on tonight, like the last Cyber Monday purchase?
You better hurry up.
All right. If not, underwear and socks.
You don't want to be last one amount of money. So.
I'd say alcohol, but I don't think I'm allowed to have it anymore. So there's that.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do any of that, and we can't make room for Jules unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, hopefully Liv the Web Girl feels better. She's out today. Producer Pork Chop and intern Chloe Money, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.